George Richards from the Miami Herald joins us once again. George, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
Oh, I'm excellent. George, does covering the Panthers, do you get younger? Does Jagr's ability to produce at 44 years of age inspire you? Like, are you a better writer now?
It's been a good year, you know. It's been a good year for me ever since Jagr got here. He's opened up some eyes, and, you know, I'm not so old anymore. So, you know, you get looked at a little bit differently, and everybody's a little bit nicer to you.
I would think so. The Panthers, with Jagr on that team, how much is that helping them? You know, I know there's a lot of coverage across the league, and, you know, in Canada, people, I think 18 years now with 25 goals, ridiculous. Are Florida people catching on? Like, man, we got to go watch this because this is pretty special.
Yeah, I think. I mean, ever since they got him, I think, you know, that's one thing about South Florida. Listen, this town is a big event town. It loves its stars, and as soon as the Panthers went and got Jaromir Jagr, it didn't matter if he was, you know, 43 and playing fourth line minutes with the New Jersey Devils. People in South Florida knew who that was and had heard that name and knew he was, you know, one of the top players to ever play the game. And it just so happened that he still had a little bit left in the tank. And, you know, the Panthers, you know, brought him in. He was unhappy with the minutes he was getting and the role he was playing in New Jersey. The Panthers put him on a first line with the two 20-year-olds, you know, yes, Barkov and Huberto, and he's just been lighting it up. And I think he's kind of rejuvenated himself. He's got 25 goals this year, the most since his last year with the Rangers just before he left for the KHL. He's just been playing great, and I think he's rejuvenated not only his career, but the Panthers as well, because this team is a different team than they were when he came here. I mean, that was a team last year that was kind of in the playoff mix. You know, you kind of knew they really weren't. He got here and changed everybody's thoughts and changed the way these kids looked at the game. And they believed that they could make the postseason last year, and they believed they could win the Atlantic this year. And I don't think anybody other than them did.
Well, they're, what, seven games away from doing it, and they are on a roll right now, having won seven of their last 10. And, you know, they've been able to overtake Tampa. They had a little bit of a dip here about 3 weeks ago, George. Was it just the inevitable one in the season, and they've rebounded? What did their head coach say wasn't working 3 weeks ago that they're now back on track?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with the travel that the team was under, the injuries that they had suffered. They just played a pretty rough stretch where they'd go on the road for about a week to 10 days, come home for one game, go right back on the road, and they were playing all these teams that were in the postseason or holding postseason spots, jockeying for position. And I think, you know, they just, you know, couldn't put it all together. They blew some leads. They had a two-nothing lead in Brooklyn against the Islanders, and with 6 minutes left, end up losing. They blew a two-goal lead against Detroit. You know, it was just a whole bunch of things. They looked tired. They looked wore out. I think having a couple days off last week and going into Boston and playing a tired Boston team themselves, they were able to jump on that and take advantage. Winning that Boston game, I think, was just huge, not only for their spot in the standings, not only for knocking Boston down a peg or two, but it was just good for their psyche to show them that they could beat a good team and beat a playoff, you know, team that's in the playoff standings. I mean, we know Boston's fading a little bit right now, but it really did help these guys, and it really, you could see the confidence when they went into Tampa Bay. They were firing on all cylinders against the Lightning.
When you look at this Panthers team, you know, we've seen Jaromir Jagr with the two young kids. They've excelled very well. How Hudler and Purcell fit in?
They fit in well. I mean, this was a deal that Dale Talon swung that deal to bring those two guys in for one reason, and that was to solidify the Florida third line. They had Nick Bjugstad playing with about eight different guys. It was two different guys each night, sometimes four different guys in a game. They wanted to bring in Purcell and Hudler to solidify that, to give Florida three really good scoring lines, and then a very good fourth line centered by Derek McKenzie. And that's been working. I mean, you know, as soon as Bjugstad started playing with Hudler and Purcell, I mean, there was obviously they had the immigration problems. They also had some injury problems. Teddy pulled a groin because he hadn't played in a while. once they got put together, I think you've really seen Nick Bjugstad get going again to be the player that he's been the last couple of years for the Panthers. He's really struggled this year, but having those two veteran guys has really helped him.
Well, you know, having some veteran players and just some scoring depth, because if you break down Florida, you look at Tampa Bay, and, you know, they've got a lot of depth throughout their lineup. They're not as productive as they were last season, and the Strowman injury, like, do you think that's the difference now? Like, when you look at these two teams, Tampa Bay losing Strowman, how much of an advantage do you think that gives Florida?
It definitely is a big loss for Tampa Bay. I mean, he's, you know, one of their top defensemen, and you've always kind of questioned Tampa Bay's defense a little bit. They've gotten stronger over the past couple of years, but that was a lot to do with the emergence of Strowman and bringing in Jason Garrison 2 years ago really helped them defensively. They've got good goaltending. I still think Tampa Bay is the team to beat in the East, regardless of whether. In that division, I know Washington's still the favorite, but I think Tampa Bay is as dangerous as any team in hockey. And you know, this is a team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were back in it this year.
Georgia enjoyed it. Should be a heck of a stretch run. Florida and Tampa battling for home ice advantage, something that I'm sure when they had expansion in there, people were hoping that there would be a big rivalry like that, and it's taken a while, but it's definitely there this year, and maybe they'll meet in the playoffs. So we appreciate your time. Enjoy the run.
All right, we'll see you later.